Tuesdays, one of my favorite features of the show, we go on a journey. We speak to someone who's doing something so interesting with their lives. And tonight I'm speaking to Mike Tloele, who has an IT company or who works in the IT space. He says he wants to solve real world business problems. Mike, thanks so much for your time on Hot Business this evening. If someone doesn't know you, how would you introduce yourselves to them?
My name is Mike Tloele. I am from Impeco IT and Marketing Solutions. I'm the CEO, and I'm glad to be on Hot FM with regards to us talking about our business and what we provide as a business and the services that we do.
How did you end up in the space that you're in? Just talk to us about the journey from when you grew up until now.
Okay, basically, I grew up in Pretoria, in Gauteng. And at some point in my life, when I was very young, there was a point where I used to sit by the corner and sell fruits and vegetables to the community. Little did I know that that was actually my entrepreneurship journey starting. And went to school. Coming from a black family, my parents couldn't afford at some point for me to finish Technicon. I was at Vets Tech at some point. And I started looking around for jobs. I ended up getting training as a technician at Siemens. I think that's when I got into the technology space. Mm-hmm. And it was a nice journey that actually has brought me up to where I am today as someone who owns a business, who runs a business, which is a technology business. Mm-hmm. So it comes from way back when I was still young. And I think I was taught that entrepreneurship kind of mindset from mm-hmm. that age.
Mm-hmm. How do you go from selling fruits to running a company, owning a company that employs 22 or more people? And what kind of kept you going in those moments when you're going from that space of having lack to working, getting upskilled, and then deciding, no, I actually want to be an owner. I don't want to just be an employee.
I think it derives from the fact that once you grow up, there's a lot of things that happen along the journey of growth, you know. So when I got into the tech space as a technician at first, I started to learn the business. So when I was working, I was not actually at work. I used to enjoy my work so much, but the whole idea around it was that I needed to understand this business. Why am I there as a technician? Mm-hmm. Why am I a subcontractor? Why is there a permanent person versus a subcontractor? And how is all of that making the whole pie to be sort of, it fits, you know? And then that's when I started to understand that companies come in and go out. It depends in terms of what is your plan, what is your strategy, and what is your state of mind as well. So I started working on my state of mind because you have to be in a beautiful state to run a business. If you can't be in that kind of state, you will not run a business.
Okay.
Into everything will be a challenge. You won't be able to actually even sort of agree to the fact that there are areas where you can go wrong and how to fix it. It needs a very powerful state of mind.
When in this space that we live in South Africa, it's quite easy to get into a negative state of mind. That's because, for instance, if we look at whatever it is, if we're in the dark or we're cold, it's winter, you know, there's high unemployment, especially when it comes to the youth. I'm speaking to you in June, which is Youth Month. So how does someone who is perhaps feeling hopeless or not feeling hopeful get into that mindset that you're talking about that allows you to be creative, that allows you to dream, that allows you to add, to contribute to South Africa positively as opposed to moaning or actually just being so despondent and giving up?
I think the first thing that I would say would be, we need to acknowledge that nothing is impossible. I think once we are in that state of mind to say nothing is impossible, no matter the hardships that you're going through. I mean, for me as a young kid, selling fruits and vegetables at the time already tells you that I come from a disadvantaged kind of a family, you know, and we had to make ends meet. It was a learning curve for me, but it was tough. And for me to be able to say, fast forward to today, I'm right. Running a business, it starts from your mindset, like I said, but we have to acknowledge mm-hmm. that nothing's impossible. Mm-hmm. A lot of our youth start thinking that stuff is impossible. When they have to move an inch, it becomes almost like you're moving for a decade. Whereas if you change your mindset to say, nothing is impossible, nothing will stop me. If I'm looking at something that I want to do in my life as a young person, can I get mentors out there? Because some of us have been brought up by mentors as well, where you will ask questions to relevant people to say, I see you are running a business. How are you doing it? You know, those kind of questions we need to be able to ask the people that have done it, that are doing it, so that you can understand that there is absolutely nothing that is impossible.
Okay, I'm glad you brought up young people and their aspirations. I think, and I don't know if it's because I'm getting on in years, that it's not about young people thinking that it's not impossible sometimes. I feel like when I speak to my nieces and nephews and other young people, they see quick success, especially when it comes to celebrity culture, and they feel as though that is what success is, and then you don't need to do much. You know, you can have a viral moment and then become successful, because we also do see that happening. What's the importance of studying, doing a program? I see that you did a management advancement program through the WITS Business School, and having that backing underneath you that says it's about more than hoping for a quick fix.
Okay. To be honest with you, once you start getting into the classroom, it's not that you are prolonging your success. It's a question of fundamentals, business fundamentals. For me to go through that journey was to say, here I am, I run a business, I've got a good idea, I've got, you know, I've got passion for it, but what is it that I'm missing that could make my business even grow? And apart from the growth of the business and the governance of it, and you mentioned about the whole social media kind of a vibe that we have currently, where young people start to think that being liked so much and all of that is success. And I'd like to also add my two cents to that as well, to say the world is changing. Technology is moving really fast, rapidly so. That is why there is this new entrance in terms of the trends that we see from a social media point of view, which of it's not particularly a bad thing. The only thing is one has to plan around how are you going to be able to be sustainable.
Mm-hmm.
Because most of the businesses that we run need to be sustainable, whether be it you are a business yourself as a person, you know, you still have to manage. Yes, you still have to manage your life. You still have to manage your business. You still have to manage the output of your business, because without any outputs, I mean, you're not getting anywhere, you know. I think for me, it was quite good that I had to step into the classroom. You learn about economics, you know, you learn about financial, how to manage your finance system, what kind of system you need for a business and all of those things. Those things they don't really teach you when you are in the field doing it. You know? So you have to keep abreast with these governance kind of issues and courses.
Okay, let's go back to your company, Impeco IT. You've worked with the Altron Group since 2018. You've partnered with them, and that's really seen growth. Just tell me about that and that success.
Okay. Impeco is a system integrator. We are in the field of ICT, and we provide managed services. That is, would be your help desk, network infrastructure, system management. And we also have on-site resources and field support services in terms of Wi-Fi installations. And we do planning, designing, and operating. And we also have support services. And we've sort of introduced software services like your device DevOps and secure ops, because remember, when we are connecting so many people wherever we are, it needs to be a secured kind of environment as well. And we have industry solutions and some other digital solutions as well. Our partnership with Altron started in 2018, and wow, Zinga, it's been quite good. It's given us a chance open up doors to the market, and we started learning about more other technologies than what we just used to do. So it's sort of elevated our business to where we are today. And I must say, I'm really grateful for the opportunity that Altron has given us. And we've had a chance as well to work with the likes of Cisco through Altron as well. We've been on a Cisco Edge program as well with Cisco. All of this is happening while we are busy with Altron, and it's given us a good opportunity as well. And we have grown, eh?
Fantastic. I love a story like that. I love a journey like that. This is why this is one of my favorite features here on Hot 102.7. Mike Tloele, who is the founder of Impeco IT. Really appreciate your time tonight. Thank you so much for sharing your journey.
Thank you, ma'am. I really appreciate it so much. Hot 102.7.